Thank you very much, and that is closing out agenda item number 7. Let me just add one additional item, John, to answer your question, and to add to what Judd was suggesting. Petronova, which is the retrofit project outside of Houston at the W.A. Parish Power Plant, is expected to go online either still this year or very early 2017. It's a retrofit of about a 240 megawatt slipstream, and the Parish plant is a 8-unit big coal plant. I think each unit 600 megawatts, if I remember correctly, but it's going to capture 1.6 million. And then Kemper is maybe 3 times that in terms of how much it's capturing.
Could be up to 3.
Yeah, so that gets you to maybe 6 million. We have some small projects that will add to that, but it's very difficult to see another large project coming on stream. The Future Gen project is officially dead and over, and the Texas Clean Energy project, which is a Summit Energy project, is officially not dead, but it is so close to being dead it might as well be dead. It's probably not going to go. Had those other two projects that are being canceled went forward, we probably would have been getting the 10 million tons. Now it's hard to see that though. So okay, so we're moving on to agenda item 8, which is looking at the mandate, terms of reference, and work plan for 2018 and 2019. And there is two components of this. There's an administrative component and then a substantive component to be specific as what the work plan might contain. If I understand, and David helped me out here, this is just step one in this process. We're not expected to adopt the work plan today. That would take place next year. It's just the beginning preliminary discussion of what the work plan would look like. So I think we want to cover the administrative aspects first, and David's going to handle that component.
Okay, put me out of the way.